you know, like what happens when after you get a whole community to spend a year of their lives coming together, you know, in sometimes in great numbers, to get a officer fired, and then they get transferred to some other department, and get pats on the back, I don't know. This is not some well thought out thing, but I just know, like, I feel like campaigns against police brutality may become more effective once other parts of our movement also grow, and where, as I say, we have some leverage. Like, for instance, maybe in Mike Brown killing, if radicals and progressives had been organizing labor, and what I mean, I don't mean the existing labor organizations, that's fine, but I'm talking about the rest of the working class, the 93% that's not organized. If we had a way to say, okay, we're shutting down the city, we're going on having a general strike until this guy gets indicted, you know, maybe that would have been a shorter campaign. I don't know, but I feel like we're operating right now from a place where we're not putting out a clear analysis of how power works. And so I don't know. It's a little frustrating to me, but I feel like something has to be said about it. However, I think we need to tie it in with other movements so that we have some leverage.
And what's the big thing you're hoping folks will take away from your movie in terms of some of this issue of capitalism and the way it continues to its hold on us?
I think one, there are a lot of things that I want people to take away from this movie. I tried to do something in my mind was more akin to literature, where there are a lot of ideas. Like, I mean, if you take any piece of literature that you love and you say, what's the one thing about it, you'd be lying by, you know, omission, you know. And so I wanted that to feel like that, like, you know, there are all these things. But I would say overarching is I wanted there to be a sense of optimism that although things are messed up and all these things are going on, if there's a fight with a clear way to win, if there's a fight going on, then that's the optimism, the hope right there. So I don't want to give away too much of what happens in the movie, but I, you know, it is a strange odyssey.
It certainly is. sorry to bother you, but we have to end. No, Boots Riley, writer and director of the acclaimed film Sorry to Bother You. Check it out. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez. Part 2 coming at democracynow.org.
John and Alice Coltrane composed and recorded some of their most enduring works in their house at Dix Hills, right here on Long Island. While the house was designated a town landmark, it still needs repairs in order to open it up to the public as a museum and also as a learning center. To that end, there is the 4th annual Coltrane Day Festival happening Saturday, July 21st, to raise funds and awareness of the house where so much transformative music was conceived. There will be music and workshops throughout the day, ranging from jazz to electronica, family activities including arts and crafts, with food and fun for the entire family. The day will culminate in performances by Joe Lovano's Classic Quartet, Michelle Coltrane, Dave Diamond, and more. WUSB-FM will be present at the event, and we hope you will be too. Coltrane Day happens at Heckscher Park in Huntington, located at Prime Avenue and Route 25A, starting at noon on Saturday, July 21st, and ending at 10:30 in the evening. Come and support a vital part of Long Island history and have a great time doing it. See you at the party in the park.
Yes, yes, yes. Heckscher Park, in Huntington this Saturday, all day, beginning at noon, ending at 10:30, but all day. Stop by, say hello to us, enjoy the music, and help support the refurbishment of the Coltrane home, where so much has been created and done that have helped create our modern musical world, including Love Supreme and many others. So right now it's 6:01 p.m. right here on WUSB, and that can only mean one thing. It's time for Off the Wall.
When do you think we should air this show?
Wait, what do you mean?
Well, we're driving in Iceland right now, but we're going to be back in the States next week, so there's no time to air the show then. So I'm thinking maybe we air this show during the summer sometime.
Yeah, like conference time?
Yeah, like during the conference, like, you know, maybe the week after the conference, when we're too busy to do radio, we'll just have this playing instead. So I hope you had a good conference, folks. I hope everything worked out well, because right now in January when we're recording this, yeah, don't run that light. We have no idea who's going to be the keynote speaker. We haven't finalized a schedule yet. Yeah, there's all kinds of things we need to do. We better get home soon and do them.
The mall. Kinglin.
What about
the
it?
The mall. The Icelandic mall. Oh, and they have an H&M.
You're way too excited about this.
Well, we've been to that mall. It saved my life. It saved my foot.
Well, that's right. You needed medical attention.
I had shoes made out of razor blades, so I had to get shoes that were made out of regular cloth.
And that did, in fact, save your feet. So, yeah, that mall has been good to us. H&M, I'm not sure if they've been so good to us or to anybody, but that's a whole other issue. Hey, so here we are in Iceland. This might sound a little weird. Kyle's driving. I'm the passenger in the back seat. I'm literally back seat driving. And why is that, Kyle, exactly? Why am I in the back seat?
Because I think the front door has either malfunctioned or frozen or something, but the passenger side is not working.
So I can't get in the passenger side unless I climb over the seat, which is great. You know, we just started driving this car now. We're heading north. We want to see the northern lights, maybe tonight. We're in Reykjavik. We're going towards, you know what, I forgot the name of the place already. But it's about a five-hour drive. And we hope to see the northern lights. It's daytime now. You wouldn't believe it, but January, bright light. But it's not going to stay daylight for very long.
I was just checking to make sure you're wearing a seatbelt.
I'm wearing my seatbelt. Don't worry about that. It's awfully weird though talking to you like this. I'm sitting on the passenger side in the back seat, and you're driving in the usual place, and I can't get to the front seat.
Reykjavik is a big city, but we're very quickly going to be outside of town.
Yeah, I don't know if we should be replacing this rental car or telling them about this. Or see, the thing is, you know, I've had cars, you know, I've had locks freeze on cars before. I don't know. I don't think it's cold enough for that to happen here. I think what you're looking at is some kind of electronic malfunction. The door worked fine yesterday.
Hey, it worked. I just got it to work.
You just got it to work?
Yeah, it just started working.
So I guess you can pull over and get in the front seat and we can talk like normal human beings. Why did you slam on the brakes?
I can't turn around and talk to you. This is insane. Everybody's stopping. It's a green light. It's really, really dangerous.
I should point out, when Kyle does talk in the microphone, he is turning his face 100% towards me, which is the proper way to do radio, but it's not the proper way to drive. So sometimes when he turns his face back in that direction, he's surprised by what he sees.
We missed the light.
And we missed the light, and it's the last light, so we're stuck here forever. Okay, well, you know what? Since things have taken a turn for the better, I could get out now. We're at a light. I could get in the front.
I dare you.
Do you double dare me? Well, you know what? Close the door. We'll do it at the next light because people are already staring, and I have equipment I have to move up to, and I don't want to fall on the ground. You can take the navigational tool and take that up front.
Okay.
And the next light we hit, which I'm sure will be soon, I will move up to the front. But yeah, we have a five-hour drive ahead of us. It's going to be fun. It's going to be dark soon. One thing we discovered, which amazed me, is that you can hear radio stations from England. And that was before the sun even set yesterday. We were driving around in this thing, and I was listening to, what was it? Absolute Radio from somewhere in England on like 12:15 a.m. And, you know, pretty far from England, but yet we're able to get radio without a problem, I guess because no one else is using those frequencies. I'm wondering if we can pick up America when it gets really dark. So we'll try that as well. It's just really cool to drive around this area. We've been here once before over the summer, and we're somewhat familiar. We've been to places already that we've already been to, so we kind of feel, you know, at home a bit.
Yeah, and I really I enjoy being back here and going to familiar places, knowing the lay of just layout and lay of the land of a city, and even the roads. I remember some of this drive. So of course we're going to be on different roads, We only ever went south and east as far as getting out of Reykjavik. So this is going to be really new territory, but I think a lot of fun.
Yeah, most definitely. I thought it would be dark. I thought it would be dark the whole time. But actually, you get a few hours of light, and not just dim light. You get bright light. The sun, actually, the sun's in our eyes right now. So that's kind of annoying. It kind of stays close to the horizon for a few hours and then goes back to where it came from. But the majority of this trip, obviously, will be in the dark. And the further north we get, I imagine we'll see less and less light. But we're going to be kind of in the far north. And I thought it was a good idea to start that way, to go to the north first, because if we're going to run into weather, it'll probably be in that part of the country. And rather than guess on what's going to happen in a few days, let's go now when we know there's not an issue. We also have a few apps on our phones that will warn us if any hazards are ahead. Also, there's an app that tells you if Aurora Borealis is likely, the Northern Lights, which will be amazing. And if we see the Northern Lights, of course, we'll broadcast that on the radio as well. Just all kinds of other cool things I'm sure we don't even know about yet that we'll be seeing. Anyway, I'm looking forward to moving up to the front seat. I'll be doing that soon, and we'll resume our broadcast a little further down the road.
Viltu vita meira? Nýtt námskeið í janúar. 182 dagar. Find okkur á Facebook. Kaldi, Viking, einstök á krananum. Alls konar öðruvísi í gleð. Kíktu við í Happy Hour alla daga frá 18 til 22. Ölstofa Akureyrar í Gilinu. Kaupangstræti 23. Er vina eða vinnuhópurinn þinn að fara út? Við tökum vel á móti hópum í ljós, hopp, gufu, maska og nutt. Stjörnusól, alltaf heit og góð. Þú ert að hlusta á útvarp Akureyri, FM 98.7.
So much better being in the front seat, I'll tell you that right now. I don't feel like such a passenger. I'm right here in the thick of it all. Kyle's driving as we head north into Iceland. The sun is still up. We're on the waterfront area here. How are you holding up, Kyle?
I'm all right. Yeah, I just saw a speed camera, a fully automated one, and I was only going a couple kilometers over. I hope it's not that sensitive, but it's something to watch out for. I'm a little surprised our navigation tool hasn't warned me about that. But yeah, other than that, I'm just... wow, what is this? There's some kind of vehicle, some kind of farm tractor forklift thing. Okay, all right.
I'm glad we're not behind him. He's in the other direction, going very slowly. But things you see on the road here, right now there's a lot of snow and mountains around us. Now, you asked a very good question just a little while ago. Where are the sheep? We saw so many sheep when we were here in the summertime, and I haven't seen a single sheep yet. So they must be somewhere. They basically wander free throughout the entire country. They don't seem to be penned in. They're on top of mountains. They're everywhere. But where is there some kind of big sheep inn or something that they all hang out in the wintertime? That's one of the things we aim to find out.
Yeah, I don't know how many of them actually sort of end up being dinner or something. And, you know, maybe this is when the new sheep come around. I'm not sure how that works, where we are in the life cycle. Or maybe they just have a nice sheep resort. But, yeah, I don't know. It's part of the mystery. I was saying earlier also, it was very green. It was very lush. But with the snow and everything, it's pretty much white everywhere.
Not to take your eyes off the road, but look at those little dots on the mountain there. You see? What are those?
I think that might be... those could be animals. That might be sheep. We'll have to investigate. I don't know.
Those could be sheep. I see little dots. Some are dark. Some are light. I see what look like trails going down. I guess maybe that was water or something, or rock slides, or something along those lines. I also haven't seen any Icelandic horses yet. I'm sure they're around, too, somewhere. They're the coolest horses in the world.
Yeah, really friendly, nice temperament, and, not full of themselves. They're really kind of salt of the earth.
I'm starting to think those might be sheep, but until we get closer... It's hard to tell. It could just be big piles of snow.
I'm not convinced. I honestly don't think that's going on. They probably are indoors or somewhere else, because those look like boulders or something that may have rolled down, or just spots where there isn't snow.
Well, if they are sheep, they'll be rolling down too, because it's pretty slippery, and you'll see that happening. But at some point, we'll get an answer to that. What do you think of the landscape compared to, say, summertime?
Oh, well, like I said, it was a much greener, lush feeling in the summertime, and this is definitely winter, a tundra kind of feeling. The roads are all right though, and hopefully it's that way the entire way. And I don't know, I'm kind of taking it in. We went around the city, sort of. Basically got quite a ways out, and we're going up the coast, and so we were coming around through sort of a bay and saw the entirety of Reykjavik, the iconic church tower and some of the buildings there along the water that make up kind of a finance sort of business district. And it was cool to see how far out we got. I also saw sort of a yellow layer, a yellow haze, and I think that is part of the sulfur that is in the air, that's part of the geologic function and the geothermal function of the area. Really interesting to see in the distance. You can smell it a little bit, it's a very curious thing. We're used to haze, we're used to other kinds of ozone in big cities, and obviously with so much geothermal activity here, that's something you're going to see instead.
Yeah, seems that way. I'm looking for sheep. I keep thinking I see them, but no, it's just a lot of snow. And what do we come up on now? I see all kinds of digital signs and things.
I'm not sure what that all was. I think we left the traffic speed area, but there was other, I don't know, surveillance, road stuff, antennas and the like. I'm not sure. Those may have been traffic times on certain roads that were either connecting to or that you could get off and join. I'm not quite sure.
Okay, in 4.2 meters, all these things, no horses, no bicycles, no pedestrians. So we're approaching something. It might be a bridge, because I know we go over a bridge at some point.
Yeah, you had indicated that. So, and there is definitely more water coming up, and we're just sort of navigating it.
It's a big blue sign ahead.
Okay,
with all kinds of things.
I see a lot with like tour buses and so on.
I mean, a parking lot, you mean?
I'll tell you what, the sun is able to see us no matter where. It's just following me everywhere in all of my mirrors. I'm getting the sun.
I would slow it down a little bit. Yeah, it's a tunnel. Look, we're going into a tunnel.
Oh, this is exciting. Hvalfjarðargöng.
Wow, okay, so we're going under the land here? Look at this, it's just like a tube going into the snow.
All right, well, I was just complaining about the sun, so we're going to fix that right away.
And we're in a tunnel now. Wow, this is kind of cool. I have no idea how long this goes on for.
Yeah, we are well underground. I did see speed signs and cameras, so... camera signs, so we're definitely being monitored, and I really, as I said, I don't... I'm not too keen on getting Icelandic speeding tickets
Well, that would be kind of cool. We almost got an Icelandic phone book. And what's cool about those, because of the naming scheme here, where everyone's name ends in either son or daughter, which indicates if you're the son or the daughter of somebody, they list everyone's name in the phone book by first name. So you can look up all the Kyles in Reykjavik. There's only one, by the way. But if you look up a name like Anna, there's pages and pages of Annas. It's really a weird way to look people up. And we're trying to get our hands on our own Icelandic phone book to take back, because it's probably the coolest phone book in the world. Well, I just heard they stopped printing it. They stopped printing actual paper copies. So I better get my hands on one before they all disappear. But yeah, now we're in a big, long, deep, dark tunnel here. This is like stone around us now.
How do you know that's not me in the phone book?
It could be. Could be. But I doubt it. But wow, look at this tunnel now. It's like big stone arches, and I can see why they want bicycles and horses and pedestrians in here.
Whew. Yeah, I just passed the traffic camera. They don't flash at you, so I have no idea if I'm setting it off. I'm really nervous about that.
Hey, you know how to ease that nervousness? Don't speed.
Right, but okay, genius. What is the speed limit here?
Ah, 90. I read that somewhere. 90 kilometers an hour. So what are you at now? You're at 60. You're fine.
All right. It's settled. I just don't want to be a scofflaw. I mean, I respect it, but I also want to drive freely. I don't want to, you know, poke around. I get somebody flashing lights at me. People passed me a couple times. Clearly, I'm going a little too conservative on the driving speed.
Have you passed anybody?
No.
You haven't passed a single person?
No.
Okay, yeah, maybe a little bit conservative. But I feel like you're going fast, so that just might be me being nervous.
Well, yeah, we're in a Suzuki, so it's pretty much a motorcycle, and I've been revving it pretty high. That's the advantage. You have the manual transmission. You can control the driving a lot more, and we don't have studded tires. We have snow tires, and if you want to know what studded tires sound like in Iceland, listen to this. Okay, that's studded tires. We don't have those.
You know how hard it was for me to go out after you said that and find a recording of studded tires? Well, I had to make a recording of studded tires. I had to go all over the place, all over the damn city, waiting for somebody to drive down a road who had studded tires. And granted, most people do have studded tires. But with my luck, it took a while for somebody to come down that particular street. I don't want to, you know, complain about it for too long. But, you know, next time you want to insert an actuality into a recorded piece, I would appreciate being consulted on it first so that, you know, I don't have to do all this extra work. You're welcome.
So, no, I appreciate your sound engineer skills, and you're right. It was wrong of me to just assume that we would have that audio. But, you know, I have faith. I'm really confident, and but what I'm not confident is now I'm getting two lanes in this tunnel. We're going up. So I think we've gone to the center of whatever cavern this is, and now I'm being overtaken on our way out.
You're being overtaken by a Hyundai.
Yeah, they got a lot of attitude about Suzukis.
Well, on the subject of avalanches and cave-ins and things like that, I was reading in the phone book, there's like two pages of disasters, you know, preparedness for disasters. And one of the things they say is always believe that you can be rescued, because that increases the odds of you living long enough to actually be rescued. And I thought that's just a very nice sentiment to have in the front of a phone book.
Yeah, no, that's encouraging and wise words to bear in mind whenever you're spelunking or just driving on a road and it turns into an endless cavern. And, you know, we're in the depths. We're down under the earth.
Why? Why are we in the depth? Why aren't we on the road? I don't understand why we had to go below Earth. Well, we weren't going underwater. I didn't see a mountain. We just decided to go below ground. Is it ever going to end, I wonder? Will we ever see the light again?
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't understand how this was easier. I have a feeling we went under a body of water. Because of the ring road directions in this direction, I noticed several...
Oh, light! I see light! The light at the end of the tunnel, literally right there. Look at that.
I see it.
You don't often see that, you know.
We're going to go towards the light.
Okay, you do see that if you go through, like, the Holland Tunnel. But, you know, this was a big tunnel, and the light means more somehow.
In any event, I noticed the map goes across water. I figured that would be a bridge. Maybe they opted to go under instead of having a bridge because they value their landscape as being natural, and they don't want anyone to see these sort of man-made structures.
Oh, and there's the sun again! Damn! Right there to attack us, full in the face. Oh, okay, so... 300 meters. Speed limit is 50. And it's some kind of a traffic... Speed camera. I think this is where you pay your fines if you've been speeding. Alright, and you just changed lanes right before whatever this is.
We don't have an e-tag, so we're going to have to pay.
E-tag on... Well, I didn't know about this. They didn't tell us there was a toll. Okay, so
nobody
we have
told
to...
Us.
We don't have any currency, so hopefully they take this credit card or we have to turn around and get... Oh, we just got a picture taken. Microphones extra. Okay. Well, everything in this country, including a single hot dog, you can pay with credit cards. So hopefully this is no exception. And it's time for you to pull up.
Better this experience than whizzing through this e-tag thing.
All right. Good luck with this. Glad I'm not driving. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you. Charge you 1,000 kronas.
Wow.
For the tunnel.
Good. Okay. We figured we didn't know though.
That tunnel went underwater, right?
Is it across the water?
Underneath the water. Underneath
cool.
Brilliant.
North Atlantic.
Is the weather good up ahead?
Similar to here.
Okay. Great.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. That's the nicest conversation I've ever had with a toll booth attendant.
I'm glad she told us that she was going to charge us.
I'm going to charge you 1,000 kroners. It almost sounded like we were being penalized. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yes, Borgarn.
Yes.
One is the road we're staying on.
Okay, route one. So yeah, we're on route one. That's good. So yeah, she said, I'm going to charge you 1,000 kroners. Like she had an opinion on the matter. Like, you, I like your face. I'll charge you 200 kroner. So a 1,000 kroner, if I'm not mistaken, is about $10.
Yeah, 10 bucks.
Okay. We got some snacks for the road trip before, and we spent about 5,000 kroners on that, so it's about 50 bucks for some snacks. And I mean, you know, a couple of energy bars, some water, potato chips, not really a whole lot else, right? 50 bucks.
Yeah, mostly snacks and stuff that isn't perishable and just to have and interesting things. You got some really some cool local stuff. We always try to err on the more unavailable from our perspective side of things. Stuff we're not going to be able to find anywhere else instead of, you know, these sort of international brands.
Yeah, and you know, we could get Lay's potato chips, but why not get the local kind? We have all kinds of funny names we can laugh at later on when we're hungry.
Yeah, and it's always good to have some snacks when you're driving and going to be in unfamiliar places. I don't want to alarm you, but I see horses.
You see horses? Where? Oh, look, Icelandic horses right there on the side of the road. Okay, so the horses are out. If the horses are out, I maintain the sheep must be out, too. It just might be harder to see them.
I do not see any of them laying down, which is something they do, and I would venture to say perhaps less in the wintertime, because it's obviously very cold on the ground. But we're going to also be looking out for that.
Yeah, Icelandic horses are no fools. They know how to be comfortable. And unlike the horses you may know, these ones do lie down. They're a lot more flexible. They seem to have much healthier attitude towards life, and they're unique to Iceland, and that's why if an Icelandic horse leaves Iceland, he cannot come back, or she cannot come back. They don't allow horses from other countries here as well, so it's very unique and cool. We've got water on our right, we've got mountains on our left, a lot of snow everywhere, and the road is pretty clear. You're not getting any slipping, are you?
No, it seems they've got a grit cruise, and that's a term I learned in England when we were watching all of the snow and weather there on TV. But there's definitely some measure of maintenance to keep it clear, to keep it from icing. And so far, these non-studded snow tires seem to be holding up, and the road is definitely passable. It's really pleasant.
Well, it's currently about 3 o'clock, and that's about when we arrived yesterday. And I noticed at around 3 o'clock, that's when it started to get darker. So it's going to start getting darker pretty soon. We should enjoy the light that we have now. Yeah, there's a bunch of horses down there. They're all hanging out together. Okay, so we've seen horses. So we just have to find the sheep now, and our mission will be complete. Actually, our mission is far from complete. We have about, I think, 800 miles to drive to do the entire ring road of Iceland. So we have no idea if we'll be able to finish it.
Oh, I think we're going to be good. I mean, we talked about this a little bit. A lot of the stuff we saw the last time we were here, stuff ordinarily folks would spend a day or several days doing, I think that's going to speed this up a lot. And in fact, our first evening tonight, that is, will be quite a bit north and nearly on the other side, nearly halfway around this place.
Yeah, maybe a third, but we already have seen many of the sites. I mean, you know, we broadcast, our listeners who are subjected to this will already know, we broadcast from several different waterfalls in Iceland over the summer, so we don't have to do that again. Unless they're frozen, that might be kind of cool. I wonder what the geyser is like when it's really, really cold. That might be nice. You get a nice spray of warm water. We're boiling hot water while it's snowing.
Yeah, I'm sure it's far less than frozen. It was so hot when we were there, and just putting your hand near the stream was incredible.
Doesn't that look volcanic straight ahead, the sloping hills?
Yeah, it's a very interesting geology there.
And there's also a very interesting power plant to the right there.
Yeah, some sort of industry. I don't know what that says. Elkin? Very interesting, near the port, so they process something there, and I do see power lines up ahead that the power company ON is probably nearby.
The power company is called ON.
Yes, ON, and no doubt they're supplying whatever port or industry that's over here with the power it needs, as well as power for the rest of the country. Infrastructure is really exciting to me in Iceland. I was reading up on internet, and that, along with all of the renewables, is incredibly exciting. One of their submarine cables has currently around 300 gigabit of internet, but I read its design capacity is up to 16 terabit, and that's one of maybe half a dozen different links connected to either Scandinavia or other parts of Europe, as well as places like Newfoundland and Labrador. And the country itself has a huge uptake in fiber to the home, which we're only barely getting started with in the U.S. Something like 70, three quarters maybe of the population has gigabit and faster internet. So really a lot to learn for deployment, especially in a place that's so rural in many ways.
Coming past some horses being fed right now through a big big bowls, I think. They're just hanging out.
They really do have thick fur, maybe several layers. They are fuzzy horses.
Getting back to energy, though, one thing you see when you arrive at the airport is a big sign saying that Iceland is 100% renewable energy. 100%, think about that. You know, this is what the rest of the world is striving for, and they've achieved it already. So they're really forward-thinking, and it's inspirational to be here.
Yeah, and obviously they're resources, the terrain is interesting, the geologic function and availability, access to volcanic and other sorts of energy that's natural is unique, but they also have hydropower and things that we're more familiar with in the U.S. But the idea is using all of it, using as much of these naturally occurring sources and integrating them as well as you can, and we haven't really gotten excited about that, and I'm just so impressed with how other parts of the world make it happen. They put the effort in, they create the technical schemes, they invest in it, and it's not controversial. It is just the way they do it. It's a logical thing. It's not a political thing.
Absolutely. And it just shows it can be done. We just have to figure it out in various other places. Okay, so we're going to sign off for now. Come back a little bit later as we pass through some towns along the way, which hopefully we'll make it to not too long after dark. We probably have a good few hours of driving ahead of us. A lot of scenery to take in. And we'll... there's a camera here. Okay, what's this for?
Speed.
Speed. Okay, well, I don't think we're speeding.
Yeah, I'm going very, very slow, but I'm really worried about that, so...
Well, if you go too slow, that's also bad.
But I haven't seen a speed sign anywhere. I mean, I'm driving, but they... Maybe I'm just not tuned because the shape and the colors aren't something I'm used to. I think the speed signs in Iceland and in a lot of Europe are round. I could be mistaken.
No, they are. And I think it's 90. I'm pretty sure 90. Well, okay, this guy just passed you, so I'm pretty sure it's yeah, but it doesn't mean you have to do 90. It doesn't mean you have to go faster. He might be a cop himself, you know, you don't know. So 90's a good speed. No more than that. Anyway, we'll keep driving and check in later.
It's very snowy. There's snow everywhere.
But it's not snowing. That's the thing. See, it could start snowing, and then, you know, it gets a lot harder to drive, and you might get snowed in. And we run that risk. You know, the further north we go, the further cut off we could be. And I don't know what happens in a situation like that, especially if you have a rental car that's due back in a week.
Yeah, it's good that you asked, and we should continue to ask and try to mind whatever alerts and news there is about weather, because you're absolutely right. This is unfamiliar territory, and is that a speed sign? That's a speed sign.
It's covered up.
How am I? It's 100. It says 100, but I could barely read it.
Wow. Well, again, that's no excuse, all right? Ignorance is no excuse. Having the sign not be readable is no excuse. Nothing. You have no excuses. No excuses at all. So what I would do is just try and keep, you know, pace with the rest of the traffic. Not be the fastest car on the road. Not be the slowest. Well, don't be too slow. You can be the slowest car, but not ridiculously slow. Because this is a foreign country. It's snowy. We don't really know the area or the language. Yeah, well, we're going to keep our eyes out for fun things and interesting sights and unusual occurrences and stuff like that. I want to listen to the radio some more. I want to hear where I can get stations from. So we'll be signing off for now.
Út af bakur er kynni. Stóleikur. Alla lögadag frá 3-6.
Þú fylgir draumunum þínum eftir þá ekkert sem getur stöðað þig
Vilborgarinn kominn á hamborgarafabrikuna Indverskur eðalhamborgari Já, ég sagði indverskur eðalhamborgari Hamborgarafabrikan, hamborgarastaður allra landsmanna Þegar þig langar í hamborgara þá kemur á hamborgarafabrikuna Hamborgarafabrikan Hamborgarastaður allra landsmanna
About an hour later, we're in the small town of Borgarnes, I believe is how you pronounce it. We stopped here just to have a coffee. We still have about 300 kilometers to go. We're at a gas station now. Kyle's outside pumping gas, trying to get my credit card to work. Sometimes you run into these situations where it asks you for a PIN, and you don't have a PIN because it's a credit card. We discovered in Germany that you can enter any number and it would work. Sometimes you have to just enter no number, But we had this problem last time we were in Iceland. When we were returning the rental car, we couldn't put gas in because it wouldn't take our credit card no matter what we did. I'm watching Kyle now through the side view mirror, and yeah, he's cussing. He's coming back to the car now. Any luck, Kyle?
No. So there's a couple things going on here. First of all, the machine wants a PIN,
right?
Which in many cases you can bypass by just entering a random number.
Right.
I've entered two different random numbers. But another thing that the menu is selecting or having you choose before you even get to the PIN part is 500, 900, 1,000, 3,000, 5,000. Basically,
what does that mean?
Yeah, it's asking what price, like what you want to put on this tank. And then there's an option for full tank. I don't know what that is. Is that until it stops? Or do I have to put 500 on, which is about $5? I don't know.
Are we bidding on gas? Are we naming our own price?
I have to estimate how much I'm going to fill, and it doesn't make
any
sense.
Why can't it just take whatever we fill and take that off the credit card? This is weird.
If I press full tank, is it going to only charge as much as I fill? Or is that a full tank? How does it know what a full tank is?
Ah, that's something. Well, then we go to a less confusing gas station, because I do see there are a couple around us. And, yeah, maybe we'll have better luck.
Yeah, you're right.
Otherwise, we're going to run out of gas, and we won't be able to put it in. We
can always get a nice glove out of the deal.
A little plastic glove there. Okay, that's good, but...
Oh, yeah, I should probably close the gas cap, too.
That's a good idea. That's always good.
I'll be right back.
All right. Well, the little things sometimes are the most confusing things. But we did have a nice coffee. We, relaxed in this... in this place. Actually, you know, it's funny. I was just telling the folks about this little town called Borgarnes. I'm not sure that's how you pronounce it. But it's there in the middle of the mountains up north in Iceland. We're about 70 kilometers away from Reykjavik, about 300 kilometers left to go for our destination for today. But we were sitting in this little cafe, and this woman just walked up to us. Yeah. Okay, we're getting gas. You don't know that, so shut up. So this woman just walked up to us and started talking to us about the place. It was really very sweet, you know. She obviously was enamored of her town. She asked where we were from eventually, and you know, we said New York, Seattle, United States, all that. And without any prompting from us, she just said, I will not go to the States until you get a new president. When you think of it, this random woman in northern Iceland from a small town, just basically being very resolute in her determination of not coming to the United States until we get rid of Donald Trump, I think that's amazing. It makes you realize how people are paying attention. Okay, so we're at an Olis gas station now. I don't know what the other one was called.
And then there was Orkan, which is the same one that the rental agency has, but they, I know, have this debit policy or cards only with PIN, so I could go there and try to fool it, but I'm going to go to one that we've never been to, which doesn't have any kind of card thing on it, meaning I have to go inside.
Okay, well, you might have better luck then.
So... I don't know if I try to start pumping or if I go in.
Go inside, ask for help, say you're American, they'll understand.
All right, I'll be right back.
All right. Last time we did this, we had no problems at all with anything, renting a car, driving around, until literally the last thing we were doing, filling up the fuel before returning the car. We couldn't do that and almost missed our flight as a result. Here we are at a... it's like Quiznos, too. Wow. Quiznos, Grill 66. You see the weirdest things sometimes. Like, you're in what you think is a completely native place, and all of a sudden there's a Subway, you know, Subway sandwiches or Domino's or something horrible like that. But the sun is going down. It's still up. It's about 4 o'clock now. Oh, Kyle's back. What happened?
Just fill up and come back. You know, it's nice to be in civilization.
Wow, I remember when you used to be able to do that. Just fill the tank and come in, and we'll settle it at that point. All right, so we're getting fuel now, even though we still have a lot of fuel. It's always good to have fuel. I mean, what happens if we run into one of those you know, spontaneous blizzards and get stuck for 2 days. It would be nice to be able to run the car. All right, so we'll check in a little bit later on the trip. By that time, the sun should be down. It should be a bit more hazardous driving, I'm sure. We'll have to be more careful. And then we'll be on our way to the capital of the north. And by that time, I will know how to pronounce the name of that city.
Núna þegar við komum í gervigreind í þetta líka þá hellingur sem verið að gera sem fólk verður ekki vart við en þá þetta líka bara að kapp milli þeirra sem svindlarar og þeirra sem eru að reyna að bregðast við og löggæsla og bara samfélagsmiðlar og aðrir sem í forritun að við erum að bregðast við í raun og veru
það og þeir eru í stöðu
að við erum farin að sjá undan
þeir eru í stöðu að vera að elta og bregðast við
Já, og það annað sem ákveðs líka bara mjög jákvæmt þegar fólk að senda okkur oft að það sé að fá svona kjánlegt svindl en það hjálpar okkur þegar lögreglan að fá þetta sendt inn annarkvort á Facebook lögreglunar eða á ábendingar hjá lögreglunni að bara við fáum oft að vita hvað að gerast frá fólki mun hraðar heldur en við sjáum kannski kærð brot og þá líka hægt að kannski bregðast aðeins hraða við það samstarf milli lögreglu og eins og fjármála eftirlitsins það eru hluti sem eru hægt að gera bakvið sem eru þá svona komið í veg fyrir að fólk myndi lenda í tjóni
Þetta mjög áhugavert Jökull Gíslason rannsóknarlögreglumaður við bara þakkaðum kjærlega fyrir að hafa komið og leitt okkur aðeins í gegnum þennan sannleika
Já og bara takk fyrir að hafa mig því að eins og segi það skiptir bara miklu máli að fólk sé almennt meðvitað
þannig Já.
Þetta glæsilegt tækifæri
Takk fyrir spjallið Það alltaf veganúar hjá okkur Hard Rock Café
Myndu Múlalund Við sendum gæðavörur beint á vinnustaðinn Múlalundur.is
Leðslutæki og vaktarar Skorri bílsöða Skorri.is
Miklu meira en bara parkett Parkett og golf Ármúla 32
Enski boltinn rúlar áfram á stöð 2 sport og laugardag þarf Jói Berg svo sannarlega að taka úr stóra sínum Burnley Manchester United laugardag 14.15 Tjúðir áskiptis Stöð 2 sport Besta sætið
Gull léttöl kynir Hlustenda velunin 2018 Nú kjósa hlustendur X-ins 977 Bylgjunar og FM 957 hvað stóðu úr í íslenskri tónlist á síðasta ári. Kosningin hafin inn á visir.is Í byrjun febrúar verða hlustenda velunin afhent á glæsilegri tónlistarhátíð í beinni útsendingu á stöð 2 frá Háskólabíó. Njóttu íslenskrar tónlistar og taktu þátt í hlustenda velununum 2018 flottasta tónlistarparti í ársins. X977, Bylgjan og FM957
Þú ert að hlusta á endurflutning á Harmageddon
Hörðu, jæja, handkastið fór illa með okkur í Króatíu í gær Við spilum við Serbíu og Já, menn segja að við höfum hreinlega gefið frá okkur þann sigur því við vorum yfir stóran hluta leiksins og þegar að svo var komið þá þurftum við að treysta á að Króatía myndi vinna Svíþjóð en það fór ekki svo, Svíþjóð vann þann slag og við erum þar með út úr keppninu komast ekki í milliriðilin
Nei, þetta var, hvað var að segja þetta að verið?
Alltaf skita, vissulega, ákveðin skita að vera með sigurinn í, eða vera með yfirhöndina og missa frá okkur, það er alltaf Já, ég sé alltaf sér gætt að dúrka þurr sér heldur en að sjá hvernig skeita hann
Þetta var alveg tvílít, maður var einhvern veginn svo sár bara á vombriðum
Já
Að rosa vombriðum, en svo gaman að vinna svíjana og veist, ég þurft til að taka pásur á svo lengi mér gerð Maður heldur alltaf að maður sé að sko, ekki einhvern veginn bara handbóltin að byrja maður er kannski minna spenntur fyrir þessu núna en ótt áður En síðan er maður bara geggja spenntur þetta mótast Já,
ég horfði alla þessa þrjá leiki frá upphafi til enda með, hérna, alveg þessum ríð hélt mér allan tíman en svekkjálsi erdamaður hins vegar þá var hérna, viðtal við fyrirliðan Guðjón Val Sigurðsson eftir leik sem að hefur vakið athygli menn segja
Okay, we have the pronunciation of the town wait, do we? do you remember the pronunciation of the town, Kyle?
Akurai? Akurai?
Well, you know what it's going to have to do for now because this is more important we're driving into some weather now. It's dark. It's pretty dark, but wow. You want to describe what's happening, Kyle?
So there's a real heavy side wind coming from my left, driver's side.
It's my left, too.
yeah, across the road, and it's blowing all this snow. It's essentially snowing. I would say this is dusk. It's still a little bit light. The reflectors on the side are actually really hard to see at this point. And so this side wind is actually putting a good deal of snow on the road. So any kind of pavement or channels in the road that have been carved by vehicles passing are quickly filling up. And in spots, I'm getting, you know, up to an inch maybe of fresh powder. These gusts are going from really pretty visible to whiteout, and when cars pass, it gets even worse.
Okay, I have a car passing now, so I'm going to let you focus on that. One headlight, wow. Okay, that really is dangerous. Two cars passed.
Right. Semis are the worst. They give me a nice big blanket for a second or two, which I'm still adjusting to. But even without, it's incredibly treacherous if you're not careful. So I've gone from going 90 to about 60 kilometers an hour, which is well under the speed limit now.
Maybe I should hold the microphone instead of you holding all the gear.
Yeah, actually, could you take control of this?
You know, I didn't even think about that. I just was sort of sitting here with my hands behind my head, just kind of relaxing, enjoying the ride. But you're doing all the work. You're driving. You're juggling the recording equipment, and you're even filming too, which I don't know how you do that as well. Plus, you're providing snacks from the back seat. Kyle really is multi-talented here as we drive in what is really tantamount to a blizzard here in Northern Iceland.
Well, a lot of production and engineering has been taken on by producer photographers these days. It's part of consolidation, and you have to be able to spin all the plates and do the photography if you want to get anywhere in video and media these days. But suffice to say, we're making progress. We can handle slowing down a little bit. As much as it feels like almost 8:30 or 9:10 at night, it's only about 5, getting on 6.
5:37.
And what did we do last check? I'm sorry, what did you say the last time we checked?
Well, last time we checked, we were getting fuel, and we've gotten that now. And we're kind of moving forward into the next town, which is still a couple of hours away. We're supposedly going to arrive at 7:42.
Yeah, I was going to say, for this leg, we're about halfway through. And as soon as we get to that exact halfway point, you get to drive.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I get to drive then, and I get to hold all the recording equipment, and I get to film and provide the snacks. You know, for those literal-minded listeners, we do have a contingent of them. Most of what we say is joking, but some of it isn't. Well, you know, we are, in fact, in Northern Iceland, which, if you recall, was in a bitter fight with the rest of Iceland. No? Wait, I've got it wrong. I'm sorry. No, that was Northern Ireland. Okay, now we're in Northern Iceland. There's no contingency of separatist here, I don't think. Okay, you know what? I'm not really sure as to what people are fighting about, or if there are even people here at all. I haven't seen, except for the cars passing by, which could be unmanned for all I know, haven't really seen anything except clumps of horses. And when we say clumps of horses, we really mean it, because they are gathered together in clumps to get warmth, I suppose. I don't know how they manage. They're very furry. Wow. Okay, that was a truck, and as Kyle mentioned, whiteout conditions for a second every time a truck passes.
Yeah, it looks like dry ice, but when you have lights coming at you and then a huge blast after a semi, it's quite a thing to lose that visibility. Thankfully, the person in front of me seems sensible. They're cautious, and that's helping me. Because when he careens off the road, I know to slow down and not do that.
Exactly. I'm very happy somebody's in front of you, because if someone isn't in front of you and someone is in back of you, you feel pressure to move faster than maybe you should. And I don't mind going slow. Even though we can't really see much, I'm still admiring the scenery and just enjoying the fact that we're here in Northern Iceland in January, in the middle of snow. Yeah, I just want to, if it's okay with you, roll down the window for a second so people can hear the sound.
Oh, yeah, let's roll down both so we get the crosswind.
Oh, so we get snow in our face. Okay,
yeah.
Here we go.
All right.
Wow. That's something else.
Yeah, this is incredible.
Are we in danger of losing anything out the window, though?
Not that I know of. I mean, everything is tied down.
It's pretty cold out there.
Yeah.
There comes a car passing by. This ought to be good. All right, snow in the face. Yeah, let's roll the windows back up.
Oh, you want it up?
I want it up now. That's enough for me. Wow, look at the hair all over my face now. Wow. That was something just for a few seconds there.
It's a nice blast.
Whew. Okay, you know, let's focus on driving and getting there safely. And not careening off the road. Seems to have died down a little bit, which is good.
Oh, I like that. Off the road.
Yeah, that's our new show.
Got it.
And yet there is nowhere I'd rather be than right here. And yet there is nowhere I'd rather be.
Þetta er hún Árný og hún syngur hér lagið Nowhere I'd Rather Be. Þú lýst á Popland hér á Rástu og það komið að lagið sem að keppir í söngvakeppninni ár, Guðmundur Þórarinsson og lagið Litir keppir í söngvakeppninni.
Ótal dagar líða hjá, finn það á þér ast breytt, myndirnar minna mig á, tíman sem þið vorum meitt. Ef ég fengi tæki færi til að tjá hvað ég finn þegar þú ert mér hjá myndi segja þér að þú litar minn heim gegnum dimma dag og langa nætur ef ég finnst þú vera ein þá ég
Good evening, friends. This is Finn. You're listening to Finn's Revolution right here on WUSB in Stony Brook. Tonight, we're going to feature Mr. Alan Inkles of the Stony Brook Film Festival in our first hour. And I do believe he's going to give away some very prime stuff and then some plenty of other surprises afterwards. Stay tuned. Now, of course, as you know, this Saturday is Coltrane Day, and today is the anniversary of Mr. Coltrane's passing, and he did pass in Huntington Hospital, and Coltrane Day in Hector Park is going to be quite the extravaganza in Huntington this Saturday. There'll be more on that a little later, but it's going to run from noon till 10:30 p.m. Great music, great day to hang in the park. But here's something brand new from Mr. John Coltrane and Company right here on WUSB. 90.1 FM in Stony Brook.